I'm Marissa Norcross.
And I'm Dave Freund, and this is The Next Page. Hello, Miss Marissa.
Hi, how are you?
Terrific, how are you?
Good, I'm good. I'm back from vacation feeling
you are
rested
back.
And refreshed. And
that is awesome.
We had fantastic weather, so I got plenty of vitamin D from the sun.
Terrific. The rest of us were taking it by tablet. But
you
that's
know,
okay.
I'm also taking it by, let's see, is it maybe in gummy form? I don't know. One of my vitamins.
I wonder if vitamin D is in my airborne gummies that I eat every day like candy.
Maybe.
Maybe. But so think about this, Marissa. I don't know when I had a cold last.
I know. And you've inspired me because I know how much you rely on those gummies. And so I found similar immune defense gummies that also have elderberry in them.
Oh.
So I'm taking that, well, especially prior to our vacation. I didn't want anyone to get sick before our vacation. I wanted to be healthy on the airplane,
right,
which is
right.
Like, you know, super germy. I think people know that I'm kind of weird about germs. We've talked about that a little bit on the podcast. So we're all taking, I have mine. Isla takes her kid version. Derek, I've got him taking all kinds of things. And because I was sick for all of December and a lot of January. Luckily,
right,
knock
were,
on wood.
Yeah, you were very
good.
Sick, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So I really think that Airborne owes me some advertising revenue of some sort, because maybe I should just say the next page.
Do they
want to
sponsor us?
Airborne. Oh.
If anyone from Airborne is listening, you can reach out to us if you want to collaborate.
Exactly. So we're talking about the post that went out this morning called "They Made Such a Difference."
Mm-hmm.
And this was an interesting, so maybe I'll share this for our listeners. This is not the first post that I wrote for this week.
No, it's
I
not.
Wrote another one, and mm-hmm. I ended up sending you two. And the first one was kind of like going to the dentist and having teeth pulled. It was painful.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get it to flow, and I was struggling. And then when I got up the next morning, I was shaving, and for whatever reason, I had this flashback of like a morning when I was at Self-Lock, when I was going through some really difficult times, and like this cold chill just came over me that, oh my goodness, you know, I'm alone. I don't know how to do this. I'm in over my head. And then as quickly as that came, this overwhelming, calming feeling came over me that said, no, wait. Yeah, I am ready for this. And it wasn't that changing jobs is what I needed to do to feel like, it's not like I just basically dumbed down my job so that I could do it. But it was that I realized that I had mentors in my life that really from just a little bit before that time, before that moment when I really was struggling through my current day. Actually, well, I guess if I look at this, when I'm looking at the mentors I have on my list, going all the way back to my dad, I've had mentors that have spoken into my life that have always been used to prepare me for the next step in my journey.
Mm-hmm.
And it was such an amazing feeling of gratitude. Like, yeah, this is real. And I realized that that was something that would be not just easy for me to write, but something that I needed to write, because I really believe that everybody needs a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
And that everybody should be a mentor.
Now, do you think it needs to be something formal, like official, or are there other ways to have a mentor?
Well, so let me go through the three that I had on my post.
Okay.
And then maybe we can use that as a launch pad. So the first mentor that I had is clearly my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so thankful that he's still in my life. And he, you know, he mentored me by the way he lived. You know, it wasn't something that, like, my father never ever lectured me, but he was this amazing example of what a good man should be. I had the privilege of working for him for 7 years, and in that time frame, I observed him as just an amazing leader in an organization. And frequently in my supervisory leadership classes, when I need an example of an amazing leader, I give examples of my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'll just say, hey, this was my dad. Other times, you know, I'm careful and I kind of cloak it a little bit. And I just say, I worked for this amazing leader once.
Right.
But it really was my dad. So again, mm-hmm. my dad, first he taught me how to be a good man, you know, how to have faith in God and have a good family, you know, how to be a good husband and a good father. And then he mentored me really in how to become a good leader of people. My second mentor was involved in my life for a fairly short period of time. Second one I wrote about was Don Dew, who was the chairman of Self-Lock's board when I became president. And I think I've said this in the past, that Don mentored me by asking me questions. He never gave me answers. They were always questions. So he would lead me on a path of discovery so that I would discover it myself.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing he did was, and I've only recognized the value in this now, even though he passed away probably 10 years ago, he was always positive. He had the most positive outlook of anybody I've ever met, which was really cool because you love to be around him. And I think I've mentioned this on a podcast as well. A good friend of mine that was on our board at Self-Lock after Don had retired said that when Don Dew entered the room got brighter.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
I thought, man, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
You know, man, I would love it if someday somebody could say about me, you know, when Dave came in the room, it got brighter. Not when Dave came in the room, we all put umbrellas up because we knew a storm was coming. You know? So
that's not true.
that was my second mentor. The third that I wrote about. The third one that I wrote about was John Maxwell. And and so this kind of answers a little bit of your question because John was mentoring me long before I ever met him. So he mentored me through his books and through some Minute with Maxwell type of thing. So the Minute with Maxwell, anybody can sign up. If you want to Google Minute with Maxwell, you'll find a link. Fair warning, it is a marketing tool that the John Maxwell team uses to kind of hook you up to connection, makes a connection with you and John so that you click on here to find out more about joining my team kind of thing. But John was mentoring me even then. And the neat part was that, you know, you always worry, like when you look up to someone, you worry that when you meet him, you hope they're not going to let you down.
Mm-hmm.
He's a bigger person in person, so to speak, than he is even in his books. I mean, he just is an amazingly nice guy that loves to pour value into people. So there are three of my mentors. And then I've thought, since I wrote that about, you know, other mentors in our life. So there are mentors that come into our lives and go depending on needs
right.
that we might have. So I don't know if that answers your question.
No, it definitely, it most certainly does. I think it's important to remember that. It's not always something like, okay, I have an agreement with this person that they're going to mentor me. And I think we've mentioned before too, just similar to how you started with John Maxwell, just by signing up for those Minute with Maxwell videos,
yep.
but virtual mentoring as well. And
absolutely.
And just like you said, you know, you learned from your dad's example, not necessarily that he lectured you. You can learn from anyone's example.
Right.
It's not someone that you live with or that you grew up with. You can learn from anyone.
Yeah, and so I think so when I try to think about what does it really take. So let's say you're looking for a mentor, and we're talking now about I want to have somebody that can be mentor/coach in my life. You need somebody who has the time to commit to you. They're going to spend time with you. You know, Don Dew for 1 year. For a full year, came into my office every week on Monday mornings from about 9 till noon. And he had an agenda in his mind every day, every Monday that he showed up.
Mm-hmm.
So you need somebody that's going to be willing to commit that. Now, they don't need to necessarily commit a week, you know, like 2.5-3 hours a week, but they have to be willing to commit time to you so that you are there when they need you, or so that they are there when you need them. Now, after Don retired from our board, so then, so he mentored me quite frequently, like once a week for a year. And after that, I became president. So the first year I was VP of operations. Then I became president. And then he didn't mentor, he was still mentoring, but not as frequently. Like he would come into my office maybe a couple times a month type of thing. Then, I'm trying to think, after that, even after he retired off the board, he would come into my office a few times a quarter, let's say. And then it would be maybe twice a year or whenever I would reach out to him. So we kind of scaled back until finally he passed away. But he was always available when I needed him. Maybe right. That's the best way to put it. But you also need to have somebody that is the right fit. You know, you need someone who clearly understands you and clicks with you. Maybe that's the right way to put it.
I think you also really need someone who's willing to be honest with you.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Both about, you know, maybe in Don's example, like the truth about, you know, what you can expect.
Right.
But then also being able to be honest with you about how you're behaving, or if they notice some limiting things about the way, you know, you're working with others or some of your behaviors, being able to point that out to you, that's so important. You don't want someone who's just going to hold your hand, give you the answers, and make things easy.
Right. It is absolutely critical that your mentor has and you have an open, honest relationship with each other, where they can just say, "Hey, you know, that wasn't too smart. What made you think that would work? Or what was happening there? Why did you think that that was a good idea? How well did that to work out for you?" That type of thing. It's just, and it's not that they're critical or condescending. They're just instructional, if that's the right word.
Yeah.
I think from the mentee's point of view, you have to ask good questions. John Maxwell loves to share about his relationship that he had with Coach John Wooden. And he was given the opportunity to be introduced to Coach Wooden. Coach Wooden, he said to the coach, you know, would you be willing to just give me, you know, like an hour or something? And the coach said, sure. So John showed up with 5 pages of questions. And the hour went to many, many hours. And once he got done, Coach Wooden said, well, would you like to come back, John?
Wow.
And it was, yeah, would you like to come back? Because he recognized that John had good questions. So you have to have the right kind of questions to ask your mentor. And so long as you are valuing their time and not taking advantage of them, they're going to be available for you. So I think that works really well when we're talking. Oh, and there's another piece. So if your mentor gives you direction, take it. You know, they want to see what you did with the information you gave them. Because they're giving their time to you. And these, you know, when I talk about a mentor relationship, I'm not talking about something where the person's getting paid.
Right.
You know, this is just somebody is investing time in you. And if you're willing to really take that effort to apply the information they're giving you, they're going to really see the value in it. And I remember the last time I met or I saw Don Du, unfortunately, when he passed away, I was in Europe with my family on No, I'm sorry, it wasn't that. It was his wife passed away when I was in Europe. When he died, I was extremely sick. I had one of my really bad upper respiratory things, and I could not go to the funeral. I think my dad went instead of me, in place of me or something. But the last time I saw Don, we were walking through the facility at Self Lock, and he was just commenting on how pleased he was at what he saw we had done with the building and the business. And I just said to him, I said, Don, thank you so much for being so willing to help me and adding so much value to my life. And he chuckled and he said, you made it so easy because you wanted to learn.
Wow.
And that's the key.
Yeah.
So for him, he was getting great value in that relationship that we shared through this mentoring. I want to say one thing. A coach and a mentor are two separate things.
Mm-hmm.
A mentor is somebody who's sharing their experiences and their insight with you. A coach is a person that is helping you, helping raise an awareness of what's going on in your life. So if you're in a coaching relationship, they're not supposed to give you answers. They're supposed to give you questions to help you understand where you are and what might be holding you back on things, help you think at a different level, really just to help raise your awareness of situations.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk just for a few minutes about our virtual mentors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have you had any virtual mentors?
With my career, probably not so much, but in other areas of my life, I think so. Especially like in motherhood.
Yeah.
I think I've, you know, I found some virtual mentors and resources online that way.
Yep.
When they say it takes a village, I think they they really mean it. And so kind of
sure.
Like finding who my village is, both as like support online, or like just through kind of like validating, like, okay, yep. I am doing this okay. And
sure.
Then also, you know, relationships with people like my mom and
right.
friends as well. But so I don't know if I have too many virtual mentors. I mean, I think reading your posts is like a little mentor session for me when I do that every week. You know, yep. I see them before everyone else does, which is cool for
right.
me. And I always tend to learn. So I think that is like a great way to have that virtual relationship with a mentor is through similar to the way you followed John Maxwell with your videos,
yes.
Reading, like subscribing to blogs with people that you respect and, look up to and want to model similar behavior. That's a great way to do it.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, so if I think about the virtual mentoring that you got for, you know, the parenting, being a mom, mm-hmm. the first thing that was necessary on your part was a recognition that there were things you could learn
mm-hmm.
and that you wanted to learn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you reading my posts and editing them and helping them make some sense a lot of times, because people don't see what I give you. They only see what they only see after you're done with it. But you know, you have this desire that you want to try to figure out, what did he mean by this?
Mm-hmm.
And is there something I can learn from it? And I think the key for being a good mentee is to have this growth mindset that I want to learn. Mm-hmm. I heard two quotes today that I just happened to write down, and I'm pulling them up in my Evernote right here. Goals help you do better. Growth helps you be better.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was great. These are John Maxwell's. I was listening. He has a brand new book out. I highly recommend, called Leader Shifts. It's amazing. And the neat part about the audiobook, you know, John really should give us some money for this episode too. Man. What I love about the audiobook, this one, more than any of the other ones I've ever heard him do, he's got so much energy in it. And like, if it's a part of the book that's somewhat of funny, he almost has a chuckle in his voice. It's just, mm-hmm. it's tremendous feeling in it. But this was another one that, and I kind of added some to it. Growth on the inside fuels growth on the outside. So if we're growing internally, if we're growing, becoming better at who we are and what we're doing, whether that's parenting, fishing, you know, or our professional career, the growth on the inside will fuel the growth on the outside. And then that's one of John's. Then I added this: if we grow on the outside but not the inside, it creates stress. So if our organizations grow but we're not growing, that creates stress.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I was at SelfLock when I needed my first virtual mentoring situation with John.
Mm-hmm.
The business was growing. I wasn't. It was struggling because I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's really, to me, those were two huge takeaways that I had just on my way home today, getting ready to do this podcast. Growth on the inside fuels growth on the outside. And if we grow on the outside but not the inside, it creates stress. So all of us should be looking for opportunities to mentor. We should be looking for mentors. You know, I know within Macnee right now, Jim Beckman, former president and CEO of Crucible Steel, you know, Jim is really on our staff now and wants to be able to be a mentor to people. You know, he can help folks. You know, just the way we network a lot of our events to give people the opportunity to get together. There are people that always are ready to help mentor others. But you have to, as the mentee, you got to come hungry. You got to come with questions. And you have to be willing to commit to do something with the information that you're getting from the person. Because if not, it was a waste of their time. And that's just not fair.
Right.
I think we're done with mentoring.
Yeah.
It went quick.
I know it did. I'm trying to think if I had anything else to say, but I mean, I guess I think that if you reflect on your role models or who you look up to in your life, and you might already have some of these mentor relationships already. You just don't know it, right? I mean, that's why, you know, you kind of caught me off guard with the question you asked me, and now the wheels are spinning in my head. I'm like, you know, I have a ton of mentors, and I just haven't thought of them necessarily in that way.
I always catch you off guard.
Yeah, you do. And I'm not the best. I'm not that quick of a thinker. But, you know, take an assessment of who might be a mentor in your life, and it might surprise you. And then when you kind of identify, like, okay, this is a mentoring relationship, you can approach things a little bit differently. Like you said, kind of being more prepared with questions. I mean, I'm constantly bouncing ideas and questions off of you and look up to you as a mentor as well. And I'm lucky because I see you in the office, or I talk to you often. So,
well, and vice versa, we've talked about this in the past, that there's reverse mentoring that goes on where there's things I don't understand and I'm struggling with, and I can just say, hey, what do you think of this? Or you're saying to me, you know, hey, don't get too bent out of shape about this because, you know, this and this and this is what, and I just don't see it. So, yeah, exactly.
So just like, I just want to come back to encouraging people. Like, it's not a difficult thing to establish because the relationships are probably already there.
Exactly. And then too, you know, when you have somebody that you realize has been a mentor to you, let them know how much you appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't have to be. They chose to be.
Right.
Cool. So.
Great.
I think we're done with mentoring. So if somebody wanted to read the post, because, you know, I was checking our downloads, and we've got downloads in like now 15 countries and 27 or 28 states. So how do they find the post?
So if they want to find the post that, you know, that is written and the topic of our discussion every week, I think we are going to start putting that link in the show notes for the podcast.
Okay.
And then also, if you visit Macnee, MACNY.org, on the homepage, your post for the week will always show up on the homepage there.
Great.
We've got a feed of the most recent articles and stories from Macnee. And so you can most certainly find the most recent one there. We always have a form at the bottom of every post if someone wants to subscribe to your list. So if they want to get that in their inbox every week, they can sign up with their, we just need like their name, email address, and company.
Okay.
And another way would just be to email us. I think our emails are in the show notes. Our emails are also in the about section of the Macnee website. So email one of us and we'll get you on the list too. There's a lot of different ways to get to those posts.
And we don't sell email lists.
We do not sell email lists. And also, you don't have to be a Macnee member to receive your weekly emails.
Good.
So if someone is thinking, oh, I'm not a Macnee member, that's okay. We want to share your message with as many people as possible, just like we share this podcast with as many people as possible. And right. so it does not matter.
Good. And what if they wanted to subscribe to the podcast or leave a review?
You can do that right from whatever whatever podcast platform you're on, right? So we have the Apple Podcasts, Podbeam,
Google Play.
So we'd love reviews on there, and just subscribe so that way the podcast show up every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday morning, it shows up in your alert there.
Yep.
Cool. Awesome. Any special plans for the weekend?
We've got, Isla has a little friend's birthday party this weekend, so that's cool. Fun. She's getting to that age now where we have birthday parties for kids, so it's something fun for her to do and see her little friends. How about you?
Going to a birthday party.
Oh!
Isla's little friends. No, I'm just kidding. No, God willing, we're going to go to Ohio because Silas, who was our first grandson, the little guy that was born at 25 weeks, just turned 7.
Wow.
So we're going to go for Silas's birthday.
How exciting.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. It's great. And every time I see him, I'm just reminded of what a miracle it is that he's fine and whole. And we're just blessed.
Great.
Awesome. So I don't know what I'm writing about next week, but we'll figure it out.
Sounds good.
All right. With that, I'm Dave Freund.
I'm Marissa Norcross.
And this was The Next Page.